This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Gilbert Residence. Patient first name is Robert, last name is Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L. Date of birth is 1-3-1928. Date of evaluation 11-2-2022. HPI history page. Complaint psychiatric re-evaluation requested from management of behavioral problems. Period. Patient is reported to be exhibiting inappropriate sexual behaviors towards staff and other residents. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 94 years old male who is new to me. Period, I reviewed evaluation done by nurse practitioner Melanie. Period, I discussed his condition with nursing staff and also spoke to patient's wife Melody extensively. Patient's Zoloft dose was increased at last visit with the nurse practitioner to 50 milligram once a day. Staff reports that patient continues to touch other peers inappropriately and has been observed touching their legs and breasts. Period. Patient is very confused. He could not tell me today's day, date, month, season, or circumstances leading to his placement here. He is not very spontaneous in conversation, but no paranoia or delusional thinking. Period. No reports of crying spells, sadness. Period. Patient has no recall of above incidences. Period. He could not tell me how long he's married and what kind of work he did. Staff reports that he was an attorney. Period. His wife reports that she is aware of his behaviors. And apparently when she comes to visit him, he does exhibit some physical touching towards her. Period. I discussed with patient's wife regarding switching patient from Zoloft to Paxil, which has been known to decrease inappropriate sexual behaviors in dementia patients. Period. Patient's wife consented to change from Zoloft to Paxil. Review system, no change in body system except as reported above. Next paragraph, please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits forward from last visit on October 4, 2022. Current medications, MAR reviewed, melatonin 10 mg HS, Namanda 10 mg HS, Zoloft 50 mg once a day. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech soft, not very spontaneous, mood mildly anxious, thought process is confused, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented, self-only memory, recent and remote impaired, attention concentration impaired, funnel knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Assessment and plan, plans, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere, moderate with other behavioral disturbance, F02.818. Plans, discontinue Zoloft and start Paxil 10 milligram once a day to improve mood and decrease impulsive behaviors, particularly sexually inappropriate behaviors. Number two, Alzheimer's disease, unspecified G30.9. Disposition, risks, benefits of medication change discussed with patient's wife who consented to a trial of Paxil. Period, staff needs to continue behavioral interventions. Staff should maintain safe distance from the patient and consistently redirect patient for inappropriate behaviors. Period, avoid hugging a patient, which can also contribute to his disinhibited behaviors. We'll follow with you. Procedure code 99327 under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of Namanda and SSRI, risk benefit statements based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above, end of dictation.